Wear masks. Lyon says it's because they're being threatened by people, snapping photos of them and posting their names and pictures online and issuing death threats against them. Three women are suing the Baltimore Public Schools, alleging they were sexually abused by a special ed teacher decades ago. Administrators are accused of failing to protect students from the teacher's predatory behavior despite knowing about the alleged abuse and allowing it to continue. More trouble for China's troubled economy, with manufacturing said to have slowed last month. On Wall Street, the Dow features 107 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. City police are investigating a Monday night murder in Southwest Baltimore. Police were called to a hospital just before 9 p.m. after a shooting victim turned up for treatment. Despite doctors' efforts, the 34-year-old victim died, and police are trying to determine where the shooting happened. The NTSB has released transcripts of recordings from the Dolly cargo ship on the night Baltimore's Key Bridge was struck. Six construction workers were killed when the bridge collapsed in the overnight hours of March 26, 2024. The transcripts reveal that crew members were having casual conversations before the ship lost power. A couple of minutes later, a ship's pilot sent out a call saying the Dolly lost power and was approaching the bridge. The crew was unable to anchor the ship, and just before 1:30 a.m., the audio recording picked up the sound of the ship striking the bridge. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles go into their three-game set with the Mariners tonight with a rejuvenated starting pitching staff. Bird starters over the last eight games, they're 6-2 in that stretch, pitching to a 2.01 earned run average, allowing two runs or less six times with six quality starts. Manager Tony Mancelino on the staff.
They were awesome. I feel like it's been trending this way for a while. I feel like after those couple starts against, I think it was the Nationals, the first 2 days of the change, I mean, those were tough days, but I feel like after that we've been in every game. And so I feel like the starting pitching has been really good here, you know, going over a couple weeks now.
Ravens OTAs continue in Owings Mills today with a rededicated Lamar Jackson at the controls. Hard to imagine a better season than Lamar had last year. 41 touchdown passes, only four INTs. But head coach John Harbaugh says Lamar just doesn't stop.
He works hard at it. It means a lot to him. He's been studying it. He's been training. You can tell kind of shape he's in right now. You can see by the way he threw the ball. You guys all saw it today. He was on point with the offense. He's ready.
And finally, Catonsville's Nick Barrett's bid to earn a spot in the 125th U.S. Open ended in heart-wrenching fashion yesterday when he was disqualified for not signing his scorecard in a timely fashion. after completing his first qualifying event at the Woodmont Country Club in Rockville. Barrett is a 31-year-old UPS driver. Another local product, Brandon Berry, who played college golf at Loyola, finished two strokes out of contention for a spot. Coming up in 30 minutes, Colton Cowser returns. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 9:07, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, look for mostly sunny skies, highs mainly in the low to mid 80s. It will be a bit hazy at times with some of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires in our area. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Westminster, 59 in Easton, and 56 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. That's right. It's only Tuesday. Don't get excited. Just kidding. Get excited. I appreciate you guys tuning in every weekday to Kim Klasick Live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And, of course, we have lots to talk about today. A programming note here, Delegate Ryan DeRocky will be in studio with us at about 9:35 a.m. We're going to talk about some of the laws that have now come into play here in the state of Maryland. And then also, you know, we got that conversation about squatters in Baltimore County. If you recall, Delegate Ryan DeRocky, he is the one that actually introduced a bill to do something about the squatters. That was shot down because our Democrats in this state, I guess, I don't know if they don't, do they not own any rental properties? Or do they not own property in general? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. But unfortunately, squatters are winning these days. And we're going to talk to Delegate Ryan DeRocky about that as well. We do have some updates here with the Colorado anti-Semitic terrorist attack. That's what I'm calling it. I know there are many different headlines on this story. A little concerning, to say the least. Obviously, this had to do with anti-Semitism. Obviously, it was a terrorist attack. But you have some people that are spinning this story into, oh, this madman in Colorado. We don't know what his motive was. We don't know why he did what he did. Really? Really? It is. It's frustrating. We're going to talk about the updates there. Also, DJS, I think I mentioned this yesterday, Department of Juvenile Services is taking heat due to staffing and working conditions. And there are more people coming forward. I know, I guess it was a couple of months ago, there was a whistleblower that came forward and said that there was a ton going on behind closed doors, which you could possibly imagine, considering what we know is going on in the public sphere, right? Just think about what's going on in private there. But they're talking about the fact that the staff has been assaulted. You've got juveniles that are saying that they've been assaulted. It sounds like pure chaos. That's what it sounds like. So we're going to talk about that. Also, the big question of the day, it's kind of fun, kind of not. The big question of the day, I'm going to go ahead and give that to you guys now at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And if you heard the morning tease there that I had with the morning drive, I was talking about Tinder. Now, I'm not on Tinder. I'm not on any dating app. Well, you know what? I got to take that back because somebody has me signed up on Match. My name on there apparently is Dorothy, and I live in Norfolk, Virginia. They're going to call me Dottie. Thank you, Brian, the producer. Dottie. You know what? That's sexy. Dottie. So apparently I am on there. Also, I got an email. Somebody actually signed me up also for Christian Mingles. I guess, you know, I need a good Christian man in my life, according to somebody. But no, I'm joking. All jokes aside, I thought this was very interesting. If you go to WCBM.com, you can take part in this poll. Tinder now lets users filter by height. Yes. On Tinder, you can now filter people by height. And so the big question now is, should they also allow users to filter by weight? Should they allow users to filter by weight? Yes or no? See, this is interesting because there's a lot of guys that are complaining about the height situation. And I believe, look, I'm kind of on the guy's side. If you want to filter them out by height, which is, you know what, I don't know. I understand maybe if there's like a woman that's extremely tall, you know, and when I say extreme, you know, for a woman, I guess, what would that be, writer, producer, like 5'9", 5'10", 5'11". I can see why she would want to know if a guy was, you know, 5'4", 5'5". I can see why she would want to know. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you got to give a little here also when it comes to weight. Now, I say this because, of course, I'm on social media and I go to different states, different towns to speak at events. You know, I go to meet people from, you know, different GOP clubs all across the country, which I absolutely love. But I, you know, I will see somebody on social media through their pictures, right? I'll see their pictures online. And, you know, I guess a lot of times filters, you know, and I use filters on my pictures. I do all the time, right? It's more of a branding situation. You don't want a fugly is what I call it, a fugly picture of you out there. Because once you do, if you ever seen a Baltimore Banner, if they ever do a story of me, they always take this one picture and it's the ugliest picture known to man, okay? And they use that picture every single time. And I'm like, boy, do they hate me or what? Well, anyways, you know, that's why I usually don't want, you know, terrible pictures of you up there. But I'll meet people in person, you know, in a different state. And I guess I'm going off of their Instagram photos. And I won't even, you know, notice that it is actually them that I'm talking to. I'm like, wait a minute. Now, who is this? You look like a completely different person. And so I'm sure a lot of that is happening on Tinder or these other dating sites. And so I just want to know what your thoughts are on this. So again, WCBM.com, a little bit of a fun poll today brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Tinder now lets users filter by height. Should they also allow users to filter by weight? Yes or no? I would like to know your thoughts on that. Yes or no? All right, let's get back into the updates here with this Colorado anti-Semitic terrorist attack. All right. So apparently the vetting process at Uber and Lyft might not be what you once thought it was. And I say this again, because when I get in an Uber, right, I don't actually have Lyft, but when I get in an Uber, I guess I suspect and I believe that there are individuals that have been vetted by the company that do not have a criminal history or a criminal background, that are here legally, that have jumped through a couple of hoops to be able to be an Uber driver to pick up complete strangers. Sometimes these complete strangers could be under the age of 18. Sometimes they could be, you know, just females that are riding by themselves that could be a little cautious. But, you know, I guess I assume that Uber is checking these individuals out before I get in the car with them, right? Because at that point, if you're not vetting these people, I mean, what's the difference between that and hitchhiking? Nothing. Nothing. You just give them an exact location. So it's kind of scary if you think about it. And so that's what apparently has happened in Colorado. You know, we've got the Colorado terrorist is what I'm calling him. It threw Molotov cocktails on those at a gathering that were commemorating the hostages there in Gaza. That terrorist apparently did, in fact, one time drive for Uber and Lyft. And so you have Representative Jeff Craik. Now, he's the representative out of Colorado Springs, by the way. And he posted just last night that he has this information from trusted sources on the Boulder attack. Mohammed Solomon is his name, by the way, the attacker. It says on August of 2022, Mohammed obtained a visa. In February of 2023, that visa then expired. But somehow, some way, in July of 2024, Colorado issued Muhammad a driver's license. So if you could just imagine the shock here, right? So you've got this illegal immigrant, visa expired, had been expired for over a year, and then all of a sudden he's able to get a driver's license. Now let's keep this in mind. This isn't just happening in Colorado. let's be very honest, okay? I guarantee you this is also happening in Maryland and many other states across the country. So Representative Jeff Crank goes on to say with this post that he has, he says, instead of turning him over to ICE, Colorado lawmakers gave him a sanctuary pass. What a shocker. What a shocker. So now I'm afraid. I don't know about you guys, but now I'm afraid. Now I'm afraid. I know I say it all the time. I'm not trying to do any fear-mongering. I don't know. This time, I don't know. I might be. Might be. Okay? Because I, myself, take Ubers. I know many of you that listen to the show take Uber. You know, whenever we have a holiday, what do I always say? Even on social media, I say, look, you don't have to drink and drive. Even if you don't have a friend that can pick you up, you can always get an Uber or a Lyft. Now you're looking at this situation, and now you question, who are you getting in the car with? Who are you getting in the car with? Look, I travel with my daughter, who's 8 years old, all the time. Sometimes we go down to Florida. We take Ubers while we're in Florida. Who am I getting in the car with my daughter? That's scary. And I did see a post from Laura Loomer. If you guys don't know, Laura Loomer, you got to know her by now. You got to at least have heard the name by now. She does not play around, man. She does not play around. She ran for office back in 2020, actually, in Florida. And that's how I met Laura, because it was myself, Laura, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. We were kind of together doing events in the Palm Beach area. Trying to raise money for our races. And Laura, you know, she doesn't hold back. She doesn't hold back. She says whatever's on her mind, and she does not care about the consequences or repercussions. Well, she lost all of her social media. She lost her ability to do banking. She lost credit cards. She lost so many different things by things that she said and posted on social media. Well, she lost her Uber and Lyft accounts because of some of the comments that she has made in the past. And I believe a lot of it was surrounding the whole COVID pandemic. And there were a lot of people saying that she was, you know, posting all this misinformation, the disinformation, that whole deal, right? Well, she lost her ability to use Uber or Lyft. And so she posted yesterday, she was like, well, imagine that. Here I posted about the COVID pandemic, and this guy, Muhammad, at the same time, is not only issued a driver's license, but he's actually driving for Uber and Lyft. I'm with Laura on this one. Clearly, the vetting process is no good. Clearly. Now, of course, we are learning more about the victims. You still have two individuals that are in critical condition. I believe they're still in the burn unit. You have others that are recovering. I can't even imagine what the trauma is going to be after this is all said and done for them, as soon as they, you know, are recovering physically. And so it is. It's tough to watch everything that's going on here. But I'm with the Colorado representative. How was this individual able to get a driver's license over? It was over a year. Over a year that his visa expired and that he was in the country illegally. I have other questions on this as well. Was this individual able to vote? Was this individual able to vote? Was this individual able to register to vote? Here in the state of Maryland, I don't know how they do it in Colorado, but you can go to the MVA, and when you're getting your driver's license, what can you also do? You can also register to vote. Are they allowing illegal aliens to register there in Colorado? Are they allowing it in other states? This is a huge problem. And I know a lot of people like to, you know, slice and dice what the Trump administration is doing in regards to illegal immigrants. But this is why you got to take control of this. This is why it is important to know the people that are here. This is why it's important to those that are not supposed to be here to be, you know, obviously deported and come through the right way and use the right process. What else do you need at this point? We see cases time and time again of individuals in this country illegally where they decide that they are going to hurt people just because they felt like hurting them. And I will say this as well. And if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. Just keep in mind, there are other cultures around this world that just aren't like us. They don't care about law and order. They don't care about your right to free speech. They don't care about, you know, your religion. They don't care about any of these other things, possibly like, you know, schools, education, how much rights a parent should have in schools. They are in different cultures. And when you bring them here and they don't want to assimilate, they can't get with our culture. They cannot understand us. They don't want to be law-abiding citizens. I'm sorry, but you have no place in our society. None whatsoever. These are the laws of this land. And if you can't get on board, you definitely don't need to be here. This is what makes our country so great. All right, coming up next, if you want to weigh in, please do. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. That's right. Both companies have teamed up and have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have joined together. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, that's right, hundreds, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You've got free area towing and financing available, so all you have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700, or to make it easier, you can go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie's Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, you know I love this song. You know I love it. Like, we're talking about the Colorado terrorist attacker who clearly is anti-Semitic. No matter which headline you read, I just want to make sure you correct people. This has to do with the fact that those that were gathering were commemorating those that are being held hostage in Israel. The FBI Denver office, by the way, this was a statement. It says, while at this time it appears the perpetrator acted alone, if we uncover evidence that others knew of this attack supported the subject in this attack, rest assured that we will aggressively move to hold them accountable to the fullest extent of the law. Okay, again, that is the FBI Denver director, Mark Michalik. He's the one that gave that statement. And of course, FBI Director Kash Patel reposted that statement from Mark. And we were talking about the fact that this guy, Muhammad, this terrorist, he was able to obtain a driver's license in Colorado a year and a half after his visa expired. He was here illegally. He overstayed it. And then he took that driver's license and he went to Uber and started driving for Uber and Lyft at some point in time. And so, of course, we're all questioning the vetting process. Like I mentioned, I take Uber all the time. I guess, in my mind, I'm thinking that there was some kind of vetting process. Otherwise, why wouldn't I just stand on the street corner and put my thumb up and wave somebody down? I mean, same thing, essentially, if you're not going to vet them. I asked you to call in with your thoughts. I've got Paul in Tannytown. Paul, what say you?
Hey, Kim, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to give you some experiences that I've had. I own a towing company, and we tow for the police department. And we tow these cars in all the time that people are riding around Ubering with no insurance, bad tags, no ID. Their vetting process is non-existent.
So this is what I always assume that there was some kind of process there, Paul. So when somebody, when somebody goes to apply, I guess it really essentially is all you have to do is show a driver's license. Because if that's the case, then I would assume that we've got many people out there with an extensive criminal history driving for Uber or Lyft.
Yeah, I have no idea what the vetting process is, but I do know for a fact that we tow these cars in regularly.
Wow.
That, they have the Uber in the windshield. Even Lyft, we tow the Lyft cars also. So they're, it's really ridiculous that these people are out there riding around and you have no idea who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Paul, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. I appreciate you.
Real quick, too, Kim, yep. On the terrorist thing, the other thing that just really blows my mind, I have a lot of Jewish friends. And, it's incredible that they keep voting the way that they vote.
Yeah.
And, after what's happening with the anti-Semitism, I can't believe that any Jewish person would vote the way they vote.
Yeah. I was asked that question yesterday, Paul. It's hard to believe. Paul, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, it is tough to believe. But you know what? I can't speak, obviously, for anybody in the Jewish community. They would have to call me, explain that to me like I was a child, because I don't get it. I got Steven in White Marsh. Steven, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hey, Kim. I'll keep it short. It looks like we're up against the break soon.
Yeah,
I think that the Trump administration, I'm not bashing them, but I think they dropped the ball in light of the shootings in D.C. What they should have done was made it mandatory and a national emergency as far as what happened for these gatherings in solidarity. They should be registered and then have a heavy presence of National Guard there and other authorities just until this is under control. I think that would have been what should have been done. So just moving forward, hopefully something like that happens eventually. So that's just my opinion, Kim.
Yeah, no, that's a great advice there, Stephen. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. I appreciate it. Just so you know, Mohammed Saltman, the attacker, is an illegal immigrant from Egypt who overstayed his visa. He planned to attack the Jewish Americans for over a year before he used a flamethrower and Molotov cocktails against a group of elderly Israel supporters in Boulder, Colorado. We noted, Solomon had also worked as an Uber driver. According to the company, which noted all drivers must pass a criminal driving history background check and hold a valid Social Security number. Well, guess what? He didn't have that. So did he just enter one in? Did he have a stolen Social Security card? Because that happens. I don't know. We'll keep our eyes on this story. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Delegate Ryan DeRocky. He's on his way in studio. We're going to talk about some of these laws that are now on the books and also squatters, because that was something that he was trying to figure out while he was in Annapolis.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A variety of state charges and a federal hate crime charge have been brought against the man accused of the horrendous attack in Boulder, Colorado. A group of people holding a vigil in support of Israeli hostages attacked by a man with an improvised flamethrower and Molotov cocktails happened on Sunday. A dozen people were injured. According to the acting U.S. attorney for the district, the suspect says he has no regrets, says if he was given the chance, he'd do it again. The White House says President Trump will likely be talking about trade this week with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Trade tensions between the two countries have recently spiked, each accusing the other of various misdeeds. A comprehensive ceasefire in Ukraine remains elusive following the latest round of Russia-Ukraine talks. On Wall Street, the opening bell sounding now. This is SRN News.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds will be in the Great Northwest tonight trying to build on that 3-game sweep of the lowly White Sox. They'll take on the Mariners in the first of three, and they'll do it with Colton Cowser back in the lineup. The milkman reinstated from the IL after breaking his thumb in the first week of the season and missing 54 games. Tomo Sugano will take the hill for Baltimore at 9:40 p.m. Meanwhile, through 29 home dates, attendance at Camden Yards is down 8%, off 2,000 per game from a year ago. If you do the math, with an average ticket price of $35 and the Orioles' share of parking and concessions revenue, O's in-stadium revenue would be lower by $10 to $15 million this year. Ravens back at it in Owings Mills for week two of OTAs. The workouts are voluntary, but most of the Ravens veterans are here. And there's a reason for that, says edge rusher Odafe Owe.
We're tired of finishing in spots where we shouldn't have finished. We're just trying to capitalize. And you can tell by guys like Lamar, D-Hop, Deion, Bate, Bro, K-Ham, Beeks, guys that, you know, don't, like you said, don't have to be here, but we're here, we're putting in the work. It's a testament to what the goal is in the future.
And finally, at the French Open, Maryland native Francis Tiafoe and Tommy Paul made history Sunday, becoming the first pair of Americans to make the final eight at Roland Garros Stadium since 1996. Tiafoe grew up in Hyattsville and trained at the Junior Tennis Champions Center in College Park and attended DeMatha High School. Coming up in 30 minutes, a local golfer's bid for the U.S. Open ends in heartbreak. And that is Stein on Sports.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Look for partly cloudy skies today. Temperatures a little bit warmer in the low to mid 80s. We will see some of the hazy conditions with the smoke from the Canadian wildfires in our area. Temperatures really warming up later this week. We'll see upper 80s, even some lower 90s as we head into Wednesday and Thursday. Next chance for rain comes this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wondering what a personal message with your credit card number has in common with way too many pictures of your dog? Well, they're both private. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit BGESmartEnergy.com/tune-up.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids are facing hunger every day? food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Again, we were just talking about the Colorado attack. I do have a text message or two. Joe says, Kim, this guy clearly is guilty. He admitted to it, showed no remorse in this attack. Here he's charged with a hate crime and will likely have his day in court. Why does he even get a day in court and possible life in prison in the U.S.? This is the type of person that should be sent to El Salvador. And Joe says, this administration is backwards. Well, Joe, this isn't, the administration's not deciding whether or not, you know, they're going to be able to give him. And this is interesting coming from you, Joe, because you called me about due process for Kilmer. So now you don't want this guy to have due process? Come on, guys. At least be consistent with some of the things that you say here. You got to be consistent. We'll get into the rest of those text messages coming up next. Right now, I am very happy and very pleased to be joined in studio with a friend and a delegate, Delegate Ryan Iraqi. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. I am doing well. You know, busy time in life, but everything is good. How about yourself? You good?
I'm doing good. I can't, a busy time in life. You have, dude, you've got like 13 kids, okay? When is it not busy?
Well, it's been particularly busy. You know, our oldest, Kim, graduated high school on Friday. She's wonderful. And so that added just an extra level of busy over the past week or so with all the sort of activities around, you know, high school graduation.
And she told me she had prom coming up, so hopefully that went well.
Prom was great. She went with a very nice young man. He seemed to be very nice there. So that was great. Graduation was wonderful. You know, it's pretty tough watching your oldest go. I'm sure it's going to be tough with all of them, but man, that was a tough day.
I'm sure.
It was happy and sad all at the same time that day.
Yeah, and she's a sweetheart. She's so nice. You did a good job. You and your wife did a good job. I'm
going
to give more of the credit to your wife.
Give Lauren, my wife, most of the credit on that one, Kim, please.
That's what I'm going to do. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today, Delegate. You know, a couple different things. Right now, we're looking at juvenile crime. We're looking at so many things that you, especially the Maryland Freedom Caucus, you guys wanted to focus on these things while in session. That didn't happen. Looking at the list here, there are some bills that just took effect June 1st. A couple of them stood out to me. Like, here we are hoping that juveniles won't carjack anyone, but there's a couple. We now have a state cocktail.
We do. The state cocktail is now the Orange Crush. And don't get me wrong, Kim. I enjoy a good Orange Crush. So, you know, and I respect the folks down in Ocean City that, you know, that's where the drink originated. So that's great. However, we spent, you know, a week dealing with, you know, the state cocktail. There was a big party in Annapolis.
Was there?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I missed this.
You missed it. So we spent a ton of time working on the state cocktail while we have a, you know, multi-billion-dollar structural deficit. Rome is burning and we're fiddling away with, you know, Orange Crushes. It's insanity. It's insanity. We also, Kim, have a state mineral now.
I was going to ask you, why is that important?
Well, I mean, you know, if you like minerals, that's important.
Because I saw that and I was like, well, maybe there's a reason.
It has a tie to Baltimore and to Baltimore County specifically. So, you know, it's something that's used in the steelmaking process. Obviously, Sparrow's Point was, you know, such a big deal historically here. But again, you know, all these things are nice, you know, when you've got everything squared away and figured out. But we do not. Like you said, we've got a huge juvenile justice issue in Maryland. The budget is out of control. I mean, we can go down the list of all kinds of bad things. And that's what we're working on. Chromite, the state mineral, and Orange Crushes, the state cocktail. Woohoo! Good job, Democrats. We got it done.
Right. That's what we're going to be known for.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm looking at the Child Victims Act. $3 billion in settlements. Now, we're already at what are we at as far as the deficit? Are we at 2.8? Are we past the $3 billion threshold?
We're over $3 billion in the structural. Okay. Actually, if you go into the out years, we're more like 6. Like, when you get further out, it is a massive deficit. And look, that bill, I proudly voted against that change.
Yeah.
What that change does, Kim, is it makes it so we're treating people that have committed sex offenses against kids differently if they worked, say, for the Catholic Church versus if they work for the state of Maryland or in a school system. So the statute of or the amount of judgment they could get for, say, a priest is way more than if a high school wrestling coach or in this case, there was one the other day I saw in the news, a wrestling coach who's been accused of something from kind of east side of the county now in Baltimore County.
There
was,
the gym teacher.
That gym teacher. I'm sorry. So that person would, if that is indeed true, would be subject to a less amount of a settlement than, say, a priest. To me, rape is rape. You know, if you're molesting a kid, it doesn't matter if it's a priest molesting a child or if it's a gym teacher at a public school. It's all the same, and they should be held accountable in the exact same way. Our reason for that was, well, we have a budget deficit. Well, that's not a good enough reason to me with that. I mean, we should be, as a state, we should be holding ourselves to a higher standard, not to a lesser standard than other private organizations. It's not right.
No, it's not right at all. And you know what? But this is just one instance where I see so many things that are backwards in this state. And it's like, well, you know, why not be consistent, number one? Number two, why is there a difference here? What is there? When they came forward and testified on this, why did they say that it meant or we should give more money to those that were assaulted or abused by priests? Did anybody make the case on why that was? Or
sure, they were strictly about budget. That's it. They were like, we have a budget deficit.
Just because of the school budget? Or
yeah, well, because ultimately the state funds a lot of these circumstances. And a lot of these were state employees at places.
So the priest, the archdiocese takes care of those cases.
Correct. But if, say, it's someone at the Charles Hickey School, right? If they did something, then the state has to pay for that. And so the state was like, well, we don't want to have to pay for that. Well, you know, if someone rapes a child, they rape a child, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Again, if it's at the Charles Hickey School or if it is at some Catholic priest somewhere inside of the Archdiocese here in Baltimore, there is no difference to me. It's all the same. They should be treated the exact same way.
Wow.
They should be subject to the exact same penalties. Frankly, the state should probably be paying more. I think that we should set ourselves at a higher bar than everyone else. And that should be the benchmark that others are trying to achieve. We shouldn't be trying to set the bare minimum there. I think it's exactly the wrong thing to do. And usually, I don't usually agree with the trial attorneys, Kim, but on this one, I agree with the trial attorneys on this one.
Yeah. I mean, the trauma level is the same as far as I know.
Absolutely right.
So, that's sad. Also, you've got the Next Generation Energy Act. Explain that one to me.
Yeah, so we, the Democrats in Annapolis, of course, have no energy plan, as you know, Kim. We are in the process of, you know, shutting down two more power plants in Maryland. And so in this process, and I'm sure everyone saw in the news recently, the rates are going to go up again, predictably. You know, when you continue to turn off generation, rates go up. And so we passed a bill to pat ourselves on the back in Annapolis. We're going to give, it's roughly about a $40 rebate that ratepayers are going to get this summer. I think it is next month is when they'll see the first rebate. And there's another one that'll hit in the kind of the fall, winter time as well.
Okay.
So hopefully, you know, hopefully no one's bill is going up more than $40. I know that mine is going up like way more than $40, right? They were like, oh, we've solved the problem. We're going to give people $40. Well, that's not solving the problem at all. It doesn't even make a dent in what my bill is going on. My bill is literally doubled. I'm paying, you know, almost $1,000 a month in my house right now for air conditioning and, you know, all the other stuff and gas and electric. So it's crazy that this is their solution to the problem. We'll give someone $40 and they think that that's enough to kind of solve the problem. Meanwhile, we still have no energy plan in the state.
Yeah.
We're going to keep on turning off power plants. We're going to subsidize solar, try to take over more farmland and put more solar panels up. These things just don't work, Kim. They are not a solution to the problem.
Yeah, well, we had a BGE employee call the show yesterday and actually posted some of the audio on my social media pages. And he said that they saw this coming, you know, obviously two or so years ago, where BGE actually sat them down, right? He's somebody that works on the wires and the poles and things like that. He said they sat them down and told them, hey, they're going to be closing these plants. And he said, he was like, well, what does that mean? Because if you close the plants, then what? So, I posted this on my social media yesterday. And I had Councilman Zeke Cohen in Baltimore City, you know, obviously comment on this. Because he has been saying that this is strictly on BGE. And he says, this is what he said. He said, I was shilling for a monopoly that is reaping massive profits while our residents suffer and disappointing, even for you, Kim. Before being ignorant on the radio, it is probably probably worth checking in with the Office of the People's Council on how he got there. So he's basically saying that the BGE employee is straight out lying, that this has to do with BGE and the infrastructure changes that they want to make. Not about supply and demand, not the fact that we're importing, what is it, 40% of our...
That's right. It's 40% right now. Maybe Councilman Cohen should take a look at some of these numbers. Yeah. By the way, I've talked to the People's Council. They don't want any of these plants to close either. So he's straight up wrong about that. When we shut them down, we're going to be somewhere to the tune of 70% of our energy going to be imported. So he's straight up wrong. Look, does BGE and others like BGE, other energy companies throughout the state of Maryland, do they have an incentive to build power lines? Absolutely they do, as opposed to bringing on new generation. And we should correct that. There's no question about that. There is an incentive to build power lines.
Right.
That being said, the policies of shutting these plants down are because of wrongheaded policies coming from Annapolis, you know, because of the war on coal and natural gas that we have in Annapolis. That's what's shutting these plants down.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. By the way, that plant, the Crane power plant we shut down in Bully's Quarters was a coal plant. Now we're going to shut down, you know, Brandon Shores. We're shutting that one down. But that one just a couple years ago was called the cleanest coal plant in America. They spent almost $800 billion putting new scrubbers and all that just like 5 years ago, Kim. So it can burn very cleanly. There's no reason to shut that plant down at all.
Well, here's my thing. Maybe I'm old school on this, but I don't really care how clean it burns at this point. If we're importing and possibly at some point 70%, yeah, do we need to make some changes? Sure. But is it going to be right here, right now? Possibly not. But, you know, you can't depend. So we're depending on all these other states to help us with our energy. And I mean, no wonder this is sky high. So even though you're saying that it could get to 70%, right now we're seeing an increase on June 1st. Are we going to be seeing another increase before the winter hits?
I think we're going to see sort of perpetual increases until we figure out what the right mix is here. The right mix is not solar. It's not wind. It can be a part of the equation, but we're talking a small part, 10% or less of the overall generation on the entire grid. To replace Brandon Shores, to replace that power plant with solar, you would need to have 4,000 acres of solar panels to replace just that one. It's just not possible to do, Kim. Like, we don't have the land to do this and still be able to grow food, right? I guess we could have all solar panels on all of our farmland in Maryland and have no food being grown in this state. So, I mean, I guess that is a possibility.
Well, don't give them any ideas, Delegate, because they're probably looking at that like, well, maybe we should do that.
Honestly, I think that is what they would love. I mean, they would love to see us get rid of, say, the poultry industry on the Eastern Shore. They would love that. Even though it is the biggest poultry industry not only in the state, I mean, not in the region, it's the biggest in the country. So it is a huge economic engine for this state, but they would love to see that go away. So, you know, that would not surprise me if they wanted that.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing here. Now, this bill doesn't go into effect until July 1st. But the vehicle excise tax, it is up from 6% now to 6.8%. We are constantly talking about whether it's the vehicle registration fees, talking about the Virginia's driving or plates that we see all over the state. Why are we still driving this up? Do they not want us to drive? I don't.
Yeah. So
what is going on?
That's exactly, in my opinion, you're exactly right, Kim. They do not want us to drive. There is a war on cars in this state. I think that they would be happy if we got rid of all of our farmland and put solar panels everywhere. We had everybody riding around on buses and trains, and everybody was dependent upon the government for food and all those sorts of things. I mean, that's what it feels like to me. It feels very 1984 to me of where we're going with all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. They raised the excise tax. They doubled the titling fees. They doubled the vehicle emissions fees. I mean, everything.
The tire tax is now $5.
$5 for every tire, every new tire that you buy. And there's already a tax, you know, when you buy tires in the state. We're adding another tax on top of that.
And our gas tax is high.
The gas tax is one of the highest in the region. There's absolutely a war on drivers in this state. They would prefer to see all of us riding around on, MTA buses or on the, the red line or the purple line, those boondoggles of projects. That's what they would prefer.
Yeah.
And they view all of us also as just their sort of ATM machines, right? I mean, they go to us to, we're going to double this, we're going to double that, and we're just going to extract more money out of you to fund, other pet projects of theirs.
Yeah. When I think about this, and I think about the Democrat Party, and whenever I talk to voters, they're like, well, the Democrats actually care. They care about us. They care about the single mom. They care about this. When you're looking at what they are charging, even just around a vehicle, How does that help the single mom? Right? I mean, it doesn't help the single mom at all. If she's the single mom, she's got one vehicle, most likely. She's trying to get the kids around, whether it's to school, whether it's to, you know, activities after school, all these other things. And now you're raising all of these fees, all of these taxes. A lot of times, even with the single moms that are depending on child support, things like that, a lot of these things aren't going to be factored in, and they're not going to be factored in right away. In my view, this is an attack on those people they supposedly tell us that they're helping every single day.
Absolutely. This is an attack on working people, period. Yeah. Whether it's the single mom or the guy that's just getting up and carrying a lunch pail who's right. a working person, doesn't matter. It's an attack on working people. Frankly, Kim, I think that's why we saw the president get the kind of numbers that he did with, you know, working class voters. Yeah. Record number of working class voters voted for the president, not just the president, Republicans up and down the ticket, because yeah. we're the party that is actually trying to help working people in this country. We want to lower your gas prices. We want to lower your energy bill. We want to bring the cost of food down and all that sort of stuff. None of these policies do that. You know, think about that too, Kim. When you double the cost of transporting things by raising, you know, emissions fees and titling fees and all that sort of stuff, the cost of food goes up, the yeah. cost of everything goes up, because everything is transported at some point on a truck, period. Right. Even, you know, it might come on a boat or a train, but eventually it's on a truck to get to where it has to go to. It yeah. all goes up. These folks are not the party to help the working man or the single mom or whoever. They're not. Even yeah. though they play that they are not.
Well, I hope voters are listening to this. We'll be right back. We'll hopefully have you until 10 o'clock. I just wanted to ask you a question when we get back about the squatters.
I would love to hang around as yeah. long as you'll have me for it, Kim.
Okay, great. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And at what point does anyone ask the tough question, is there any degree of elder abuse here? Because it had to be worse behind the scenes. I think you saw the best of him. And Congressman Seth Moulton on with Bill Maher over the weekend, saying part of the reason for the cover-up of Biden's mental fitness is because Democrats feared being honest would help Donald Trump. We also found out over the weekend, and this doesn't surprise me because we were calling it out at the time. Remember, they would not go to East Palestine. You know, they were too busy. And now we find out the Biden White House insisted families were safe publicly, but they found that it was toxic and could cause cancer, and warned of a cancer cluster, and they weren't telling the people of East Palestine.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now, support our veterans, and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Again, thank you, Doug and Ryan Naraki, for being here today. I know we don't have a ton of time, but I wanted to ask you about the squatters, because there was a situation in Baltimore County, Spotlight Maryland. Gary Collins did a great story on this, and I think you were even a part of that report. But there were squatters in Baltimore County. This is just one case of many, I'm sure, where the owner of the property actually had to pay the squatters to leave. Now, this is something that you brought up during session.
Absolutely. So I had a bill to deal with the squatters issue. In a nutshell, my bill would have done two things. One, it would have gotten folks out of the property much quicker, within 14 days. I know that sounds like even too long.
Yeah.
And it probably is too long, to be honest. But I had to do what I thought could get out of that session. The General Assembly there. With also, there is constitutional rights there. People do have a day in court. Someone could be a bad landlord, theoretically, although most of these are not tenants in landlord situations.
Right.
My bill also would have cracked down on fraudulent documents. Would have taken the fine from $1,000 to $5,000 if you were creating a fake lease or some other fake document as well.
Because
that's
is
a big
happening.
Part. Oh, it's
yeah.
It's a huge, there's a whole network of people creating these fake documents. And honestly, I think that there are sometimes two victims here. There are the property owners who are being squatted in, their properties are being squatted in. But there are some people that are duped to think that they have a legitimate right to be in that property by these other people creating all these fraudulent documents and saying that they basically have a right to lease a property.
Yeah.
So I want to go after those folks. But yeah, this cash for keys thing is pervasive, Kim. That's what it's called. And what it is basically it's faster to give someone cash, literally to be extorted. In this case, I know it was a couple $1,000. I saw
yeah.
in Gary's piece,
oh, yeah.
and Gary's doing great work on this, by the way. But, I've heard of $5,000 or more sometimes to get someone out of a property because it takes so long. It can take months. I've had cases of people, when I put the squatters bill in, I kind of became the squatters guy, and I had all these people from around the state contact me. Someone told me it took them a year to get someone out of a property.
Wow.
So for, say, an investor, say you're trying to move a property that you have purchased quickly, you can't wait, 6, 8, 9, 10 months. You got to move that property quickly, so it becomes cheaper just to do that. That's why the numbers in the court system, in my opinion, Kim, are way off. They'll say there might be a couple hundred in a jurisdiction, like in, say, Baltimore County or Baltimore City a year. I think it's way off because I think you have a lot of these people just not even going to the courts because they know it's going to take too long. So literally just give people money. And so it never actually kind of gets logged inside of the system. So I think the problem is much more pervasive.
Wow. Well, this better get straightened out next session.
I'm trying.
I know you are, but this is just heartbreaking news to find out that these property owners are going through this. Doug and Ryan Naraki, as always, thank you so much for joining us in studio. How can people follow you?
They can follow me at Ryan from Maryland on sort of any Instagram, Facebook, any of those places that are out there. Or you can go to RyanNaraki.com and sign up for a newsletter. We put out a good one every week.
Yeah, and donate because we got to keep this guy in Annapolis. Thank you, Ryan, so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements.